It was me, Jalen Rose, Steve Francis, Mar Barrett, bro. My ones, I done had some ones, some killers. And it was fun, bro, playing all the. Yeah. The only person I never beat, bro, was Jimmy Butler, bro.
OGs are back.
Yes, sir.
We don't have everybody in here, but we wanted to make sure we got this one in because there's a lot to tell. One of, I think, the NBA's best athletes of all time, oh, not only sure. because of winning the dunk contest. We ain't never had a dunk contest, not twice. But three times.
We ain't never had it one time.
Well, I'm a good finger roll guy.
You might have had one dunk. And I might.
But outside of that, just playing two sports in college. You know, being a three-time NBA dunk contest, doing the stuff that you've done, but we really want to, one, we really appreciate you being here, even if it's on, you know, basically a Zoom situation.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
But most importantly, talk to us about your health and where that's at, because I'm sure that puts things, a lot of things in perspective. We were just talking about your family
and
what your career has done, but where you're at now.
I mean, it's a little setback. One thing about me personally, I can honestly, I just thank God for every opportunity that's happened in my life, even with these kidney situations, because it's got me to slow down a lot where I can take my time to appreciate life itself. You know, when we get good things going and we don't really think about stuff, we just live, you forget about, you know, some of the things that help you get to where you're at in life. And for me, you know, with this whole situation with my kidneys, man, it's just, I think, just, you know, God wanted me to slow down and just, you know, you know, he told me to come here right quick. Let me talk to you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let me slow you down a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, when it's time, I'll give you what you need, man. And right now I'm just enjoying my, you know, my time with my loved ones, you know, with my kids, you know, friends and family. And, you know, I'm just enjoying time in life. I think, you know, dealing with this, you know, situation with my kidneys, man, it's opened my eyes where, you know, I can talk about it and help others. That's in the situation because, yeah. You know, I know it would be for me, if I was a high school kid going through something like this, it would be scary as shit. And I wouldn't know how to cope or deal with something like this. And to know like a guy like Nate Robinson's going through it. I know that, you know, I can be, you know, somebody's reason to keep fighting and keep going because it's wear and tear on you, you know, mentally, you know, with this whole situation, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I go to dialysis and I go, you know, plug in and they clean my toxins and they clean my, you know, my blood and, you know, I'm going through my whole, you know, dialysis treatment. You know, there's different types of people that are sitting next to me going through the same thing. And every morning I go into dialysis at 5:30 in the morning or something like that. And there's a lady and her son. Her son comes and sits with her and she's blind. So she's blind and she has kidney failure. So it's like, how can I, you know, be down or in the dumps about what I got going? And she can't even see and she's going through what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I just try to be, I humble myself. I be thankful for, you know, things that I do have. I can see, I can taste, I can, you know, feel, you know, I can walk. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that, you know, so many people go through that they don't get the chance to do any of those things, you know? So I take my time to really thank God for, you know, every opportunity. And it's weird because I built relationships with some of the people that are there, some people that work there, some people that are actually going through dialysis itself. And, you know, we have those conversations in the morning, man, and just, you know, how you doing today? You feeling better today, better than most, you know, some guys, you know, some people, you know, rest in peace had passed away since I've been there. You know, I've been seeing people come and go. And I've been, you know, I've been going strong. And it's like, dang, like, you know, like to know like your kidneys are that much are so important that we don't even understand or know about, you know, growing up, you know, as adults and as kids growing up, we don't know about our bodies like we think we do. We know our hearts beat. We know, you know, our extremities move and they work. And we don't really know what they really do for us. Right. And when I learned about my kidneys and what they do, and now, you know, circling back of being a little bit knowledgeable about, you know, how I can do better and preserve my kidneys and help my body out by eating better and doing some of the things that, you know, that I need to do to help my case. So now I was reading
some stuff, Nate, not to cut you off there, but I was reading some stuff. So that, like, you're talking about the whole process, but you do that dialysis three times a week,
A week, 4 hours a session. And, you know, they clean your toxins. They, you know, they poke you, make sure, you know, everything's good. You go through this whole little, you just sit there and you just sleep. And, you know, sometimes I read depending on how I'm feeling, if I'm not too tired. But, you know, sometimes I read a little bit, if not, watch a movie. If not, I'm going to sleep, just trying to get as much sleep as I can. You know, some days, you know, they may take too much fluid off of you. Some days you cramp. You know, it's like, imagine, you know how you get a trolley horse? Imagine a trolley horse through your whole body. Yeah. Hands, feet, neck, stomach, chest, whatever. It's just your whole body's cramping. Sometimes it happens, you know, they do that because they take too much fluid off. Sometimes it's this thing called cyclic vomiting that a lot of people get that are on dialysis. It's like some sickness thing, and I got it bad, and I get sick a lot. That's why I couldn't make it out there to you guys. Yesterday I was in the hospital throwing up, just feeling bad. I had to get dialysis an extra day, you know, because of, you know, sometimes I have too much fluid on you. Sometimes you have too much fluid, you get shortness of breath. You got to go in and get extra fluid off of you. So it's a lot, but at the same time you start to, you know, you deal with it, and you learn how to cope with it, you learn how to live with it, and then it becomes a part of life. It's a whole circle, man. And like, I'm blessed because I'm still here. I still play basketball and, you know, things when I'm having enough energy, I still go out and hoop and with my kids and, you know, play with the high school kids and, you know, show them that I still can hoop and it'd be fun. You know, I really don't take it for granted, you know, to be able to hoop and, you know, try to stay in shape and still hoop and, you know, do the things that I love. You know what I'm saying? Because I lost it for a while, for the first couple years when I was on dialysis. I didn't pick up a basketball for a while, man. And I was just down in the dumps. Felt myself, I was too tired. I wasn't doing nothing. I was in the dark a lot. And I was like, man, that's not who I am. I'm too positive. I'm too much of a positive, you know, person, man. I got too much life in me to be in the dumps like this. I've never felt this before, being depressed. And it was hard, bro. It was really hard in the first couple years. And then I got out of it. You know what?
I'll tell you this, Nate, man. The OGs over here and everybody listening here, man, we're praying for you on us.
I appreciate that, bro. The prayers have been phenomenal. Yeah. Been phenomenal.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to start talking about some other things about what you did that probably are put things in perspective now based on what you're going through. But, you know, we are praying for you. We appreciate you being here on this and fighting through it.
I got to say this, though, Nate. I just want to commend you because oftentimes the human condition is to feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
And want to, you know, paint yourself as a victim. And I see you doing just the opposite. I'm sure you had some dark nights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I'm sure you went through some struggles. But to step on the other side and be an example.
It's like guys like you guys and, you know, friends and family. And then, you know, talking to people that's had this situation before, I think that's helped me out a lot. It's somebody that's dealt with it. So they know what it feels like to be on this side and to go through and how to cope with and how to deal with, you know, the emotional side of it. Because that's the hardest part, is the emotional side. Because for me, I never quit anything in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I can't quit this. And there have been times where I wanted to give up. And I'm like, I can't because I don't know how. I don't know how to give up. All I know how to do is go harder and harder and figure it out. So now that I'm here in this point and figuring it out, and the people that has been going through this, and like you said, the prayers and the people that's been praying for me, it's been helping me a lot because then it gives me strength to want to keep going, you know, want to get past this and through this so then I can explain this to another kid or another person that's going through something like this, man, and I can be the voice for them. And I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Before the old girl passed away, she's always telling me, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Yes. So, amen.
You know what it is. I keep hearing you talk about the Lord and all that, so I know you got faith, bro.
Yeah,
you know,
big time faith, man. How can you not? How
take
can
care
you
of
not?
The soldiers.
Yeah, I believe that.
For sure.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Come on, man. Who doesn't want to do that? With NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. That's right, 30 states across this fine country of ours, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Get in on the excitement. Get in on the action with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your latest hoops knowledge into some serious cash, bro. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from NBA and NHL to the League of Legends and everything in between. You can pick LeBron James, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham, all in the same entry. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code OGs for your first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more or pick less. It's that easy. We all know life can be crazy sometimes. It is for all of us. But one person's negligence can result in another one's settlement. So when you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions. You can hit up Morgan & Morgan. They'll fight to get you those millions. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Life is hard. Hiring Morgan & Morgan? Now that's easy. Too easy. Making a three with just one shoe on in the NBA Finals? Now that is hard. Hiring a Morgan & Morgan? That's easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free. I said that right. It is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/theOGs or dial #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/theOGs or #529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement. So I talked about it early before we started, you know, coming from Seattle, going to UW.
Two-sport athlete.
Like, and we just talked about this. I think being a corner, being a corner in football.
Who was a corner? Huh? Him, not you. You said you being a corner?
Well, I was a corner.
There ain't no,
I sat on a corner. No,
listen,
sat
we
on
had
corner.
This conversation.
I white, sat on a corner.
There's no white cornerbacks, but Jason Sehorn. That's it.
Well, call me Michael Sehorn. I'm Michael Sehorn today.
That's funny.
You did what all of us wish we could do, though. Play two sports. Play football and basketball, because all basketball players think they can play football, and all football players think they can play basketball. You really did that shit. You stood on business and handled it.
Well, hey, before he rudely interrupted me, what I was saying is
I'm rude.
Being a corner, to me, looks like the loneliest job in America, in the world.
It's, right? It's difficult.
And then to be able
very
to do
difficult.
That and to play high-level basketball, yeah, a D1 level. See, I knew I was right.
He did his thing. Now, two picks, it was what, 30-something tackles this freshman year? How was that?
It sucks because I should have had three picks, or four. Three, the third one is...
You're real competitive. You're a competitor.
Now, listen, because it was, you know, back in the day, they didn't have the replay and throw the flag. You can, you know, replay... But I got a pick in against Arizona State in the back of the end zone, and I tapped it in. You know, the feet, got my feet down, and then they said I was out of bounds, and it was suck because they showed the replay, and I had my feet in, but they already made the call, so they couldn't overturn it. So then a game against Oregon that we beat Oregon at their place, 42-21, dogged them, dog walked them.
Because
you know the Oregon and UW rivalry, it gets real nasty, bro. They talk a lot of shit, bro. Like Oregon fans are the worst. They're the best for them, but they're the worst fans. So we had to really, you know, let them have it. But dude, I dropped a pick six, bro, and my dad still hasn't let me live it down to this day. I'm talking about the quarterback got hit through it. It wobbled, and I was already looking at the end zone. In my head, I was already doing a Deion. I was already in the end zone doing this already.
Prime.
And I dropped it, and I just laid there like, wow, that was it. That was the one time I was going to get in the end zone and get a pick six, and I dropped it. I was sick.
What made you make that decision? Because you obviously stopped playing football. And I mean, looking back at it,
they didn't have transfer portals back in the day, man. When they fired, you know, our coach Rick Neuheisel, when they fired him, that was my sign. Yeah. I was like, because I was looking for a sign anyway. I was like, God, I'm gonna have to choose one of these sports to go professional in. Please help me, you know, with the decision. And when they fired him, I was like, oh, is that? Thank you, God. Is that it? I was like, oh, yeah, that's it right there. It's time to go hoop now. It's time to go show people that, you know, that I can play this game of basketball. Because, you know, a lot of people was like, you can't make it to the NBA. And I was like, man, all right, watch this. I just, you know, gave up football. And then I was like, I can hoop all day, every day. I don't got to worry about going to football practice. I was in basketball all the time, in the gym. I mean, I lived in the gym. Like, that's all I did. I was going from school, from tutoring, to eating with the team, straight to the gym. I was living in the gym, bro. I just did that, and I just every day getting up shots.
Real gym rat.
That hoop everywhere too. Hooping with the girls. That's when I work on my left hand. I'll go hoop with the girls. My cousin played. My cousin Cherie, she played on the girls team at UW. So whenever they had open gym, I was there hooping with her, and I would use my left and I hoop with the girls. It was like I'm working on my game every day, every chance.
Let me ask you a question, Nate.
What's up?
Because you were the smallest, was you a little confrontational? You were looking for that smoke, whoever wanted it.
I wasn't backing down to nobody. Like, straight up. I remember one time, how NBA teams come to your college and come, you know, do shoot around? And I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Baron Davis and the Charlotte Hornets came. And they came to UW. They came to practice and, you know. So I'm looking for BD. I'm like, man, where's Baron at? I'm looking for Baron. I find him. I run up to him. I'm like, bro, what does it take to get to the league? Bro, tell me. I need to know. I'm talking to him. He was like, yeah, man, blah, 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 yeah. I was like, listen, you're going to see me in a couple years, bro. Remember this face. And he was like, okay, little dude, I got you, bro. And then when I got to the league, I made it to the league. I ended up playing him. And I was in the garden. And I was like, bro, you remember me? And that's the first thing I asked him. I said, remember me? Yeah, little dude from Washington. Yeah, it's me. Remember Mike from Michigan? Yeah, I'm on your ass today. So I told him, I was like, I made it. And I was like, I'm in here. And he cooked us too. And he was like, welcome to the league, young fella. He fried us. And I was like, yeah, man.
That BD, that was.
Yeah,
that
old, was old school BD. Yeah, it was tough. He was tough, tough what, guard to guard.
Before we get on to talking about your NBA career and things that happened in your NBA career, just talk about, because it's a sad, to me, it's sad to see what the Pac-12 is doing right now. You participate in bowl sports over there, but to see it's basically shut down. So talk about that. I mean, obviously, we've talked on our podcast a lot about NIL, transfer portal, but we haven't talked about anybody coming from the Pac-12 that basically the whole league shutting down.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
You know, bailing out. So talk to me about that.
It's tough, but I understand it's a business, man. When you – it's like it's real difficult to understand – the business side of things when all you want to do is just hoop and you want to play as being our inner child. We just want to hoop. We never knew that all this stuff that comes with, you know, being a professional or even going to college, it comes with all these things. You know, we just want to play. Y'all made it difficult doing all this extra stuff, you know? So with this whole Pac-12 leaving and not, in, you know, whatever, Pac-10, Pac-12, it sucks because there's so many memories, bro, that it's like getting washed away. And it's like you have to be there to see it and believe that, you know, some of these things happen. I mean, like, me and my dad are in the Pac-12 Hall of Fame, bro. My dad was the first guy to ever win Orange Bowl and Rose Bowl MVP in college. Nobody's ever done it before.
Damn.
Yeah, Pops was really lit.
Damn.
And then, like, for me, I'm in the Hall of Fame, you know, with the Pac-12. At the University of Washington for everything that I've done, you know, for the University of Washington. And it seems like now those things are just going to be, you know, washed away. Nobody's going to really know about, you know, the people that came before now. But that's the era we live in, man. And, I mean, hopefully, you know, somebody can save all those memories somehow.
Man, I wish they would have got the championship this year now.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
I wish they'd have got the championship now if I'd have known that was going
to
happen.
At the same time, I understand the business and, you know, good luck to, you know, wherever they do from here on out, or whatever conference they make it or whatever they want to do, good luck.
Well, as OGs and you being one of them.
Yeah.
You know, we like to ask the questions because you get drafted, you go in the league. Just talk about some of them trials and tribulations that all young kids that are coming through it and we, you know, that basically like to shine a light on some of the stuff and routines and habits of how to stick there, not just to get there, but to stick there.
Man, bro, you got to fall in love.
You got drafted to New York. That's like right up there with Miami. Like, you got drafted to a town, to a city.
To a real city, man. You got to fall in love with your game. That's what I did. I just fell in love with my game, bro. And I just asked guys like Jamal Crawford, you know, Marbury, guys that were there before me, you know, what to expect. And then see how they're doing their thing. And then, you know, just try to, it's like my dad told me, you can't be afraid to be a copycat just as long as you copy the right cat. So I had guys like Malik Rose. I had guys like Malik Rose. Yeah, Malik Rose, Jamal Crawford. I had great vets, you know, that really looked out. They just told me to, just stay out the way. Just keep the main thing, the main thing. That's what they told me when I came in. He said, you look young fella. All you got to do is keep the main thing, and everything will be straight. And I did that. I kept my nose out of trouble. I just tried to, enjoy my life, but just work extremely hard. Because for me, it was a little different from you guys. You guys are 6'8", 6'9", not taking nothing from the height. But for me, 5'9", they wasn't taking me serious. They was looking past me every time. Every chance they got, they want to bring somebody else in. Oh, yeah, he's 5'9". He's not the point guard. He's not the player that we want. Not knowing that, man, I can do anything and everything that these guys are doing, if not better. And I'm coming to work on time. Yeah. I'm the first one in here, the last one to leave. Like, show me the same respect. Don't change it because I'm short. You know what I'm saying? That kind of really rubbed me the wrong way after a while. So that's why, when you guys see me play, that's why I went so hard. Because how they treated me so bad because I was so small. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, low key, these people are coming to see me in these seats. I don't know what y'all think this is. They got number 4 jerseys all around this motherfucker. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, for real. Like, even after the league, my jersey is one of the most selling jerseys. They still sell my jersey in the garden right now to this day. And that's how you know you've done something, right?
You know what, Nate? Like, yeah. No, I'm telling you, like, A, you're spot on. I mean, obviously, I don't know what pick were you? 20?
21.
I can't remember. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm not an analytical nerd, but I can't imagine the last first rounder that's under 6 feet. So you're 100% right. And the reality is like, for me, we are 6'8", 6'9", like, and understanding that, like, you can, like, the reason I think you're an inspiration and listening to you talk right now, I wish we'd have had this conversation when you were hooping.
Yeah. Bro, I wish.
But you're like one of those guys, like, the reason people fall in love with this because, listen, obviously you're an elite athlete, but to make it at that height, you got to have a lot more than just athleticism. So,
real hoop game, you got to have heart, you got to have real hoop game, and you got to believe in yourself and know that what you bring to the team and what you bring to the organization is worthy. And they didn't really look at me like that. Only a couple of people, like Isaiah Thomas, who drafted me, he believed in me. And I respected him so much for, giving me the opportunity. He drafted me. And I was like, man, I'm going to do everything I can to show you, what you're getting. You're getting something great out of me. That's why I went so hard. And then I know that I can speak for guys like Will Bynum, who's probably dealing with the same thing I was dealing with, but on the other side, on the other side of the country. Dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. And then when guys like Isaiah Thomas come in, he's dealing with it. He got to go through it all over again too. And he really averaged 29 in the season and, doing what he did. Like, they really don't rock with the little guys, which is crazy. Like, bro, we can do anything they can do, bro. I don't understand. Like, come on, bro. I don't even want to bring other people. let me just chill, bro. Before I start.
Go ahead, dog. Preach, cause I ain't gonna lie. I got a shit list a mile long, and I keep a chip on my shoulder.
Hear me out, bro. I had so many opportunities to play. I remember, I would have played every game if it didn't come to coach's decision. I got tired of seeing did not play coach's decision. I didn't even know what that was until I got to the league, and I'm like, bro. I mean, I always played in the games when I was in high school, college. I played. I never sat the bench. So that was a new thing for me. I had to deal with that and cope with that and learn, like, you know what? When my time comes, I want to show them. That's why I stay ready. That's why I was like, you know what? When my time comes, I'm going for, like, when I get a chance, I'm going for 40. I'm going for 40 against whoever I'm playing against. Whoever that guy on the other side, I'm going to cook him. And then you got to put the starter in. Then I'm going to cook you. And then it's like, I'm going to go just down the line. And that's how I felt. Over the years, you know what I'm saying? So guys like, when I see guys like Ben Simmons, like, you don't want to play? Like, not saying that like, you could be hurt. Okay, cool. But, bro, not to get paid $40 million and not play no games last year or whatever it was, bro, that's my whole $40 million. I would be happy. What? Coach, what you want me to do for $40 million? For a career, not in 1 year. For a career, coach. Who you want me to guard? I'll guard Shaq. Who? You want me to go in there and foul who? Coach, I can stop this Draymond shit. You want me to go stop this shit right now, coach, in the game? I can stop that right now, bro. Nate, for real. What are we talking about? $40 million.
I ain't gonna lie to you. The way you talking right now, if I wasn't so fat and old, I'd go down to Lifetime Fitness and cook somebody. The way you talking to me right now,
the chip done made you a monster.
Let's go hoop, dog.
The chip makes you a monster.
Hey, let's start our OGs. Let's go hoop against all these LA fitness dudes. Let's go cook them. I'll come with y'all. All right.
We got buckets and we got rebounds.
We good. Exactly. We got shooters. Yeah,
hey, just drive and kick.
You just get to your spot. We got buckets. We got rebounds. You get to your spot, dog.
Oh, man.
Hey, so you're in New York. You're in New York. I think it's year, was it year two you get in the dunk contest?
My first year. My rookie year.
So you win the dunk contest your rookie year?
Ooh. Yeah, man. See, listen, I got a lot of talk about that too, man. And shout out to Matt McClung because he's representing getting the opportunity of a lifetime. He doesn't even understand. It's an opportunity of a lifetime because when I was in the league, they wasn't letting guys do what he's doing. There was no way in hell that they were going to let a guy that wasn't in the league come and do the dunk contest.
That's crazy because my year, they
were telling me I wasn't going to be able to be in the dunk contest if I didn't get a dunk in the game. They was like, we don't know if you can dunk. I'm like, what do you mean? Because there's no social media. We didn't have none of that yet. It was off of, you know, what you did in college. Oh, that's all college highlights. Like, we haven't seen you dunk in the league. So, you know, I'd be in the game like, coach, I need to get a dunk. I need to be in the dunk contest during the week. I'm like, can you put me in the game so I can get a dunk? I just need one dunk. And then I got it. I got my first dunk against Miami. Channing Frye gave me a little bounce pass, and I dunked on Pose. Was it Posey? I think Pose tried to come and block my shot, and I just dunked on.
Hey, Nate, so you just remember everything from high school to college to the pros.
And I got photographic memory, bro, especially when it comes to my highlights.
I see, clearly.
Yeah, I remember everything. You have to, bro, because some people are just going to forget about me one day. I won't forget about myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody gonna forget about Nate Robinson one day. I'ma always know what I did, and I'ma respect myself for that.
What'd you always say?
You gotta be in tune with your star player, Nate Rob. Always.
Yeah, bro.
You gotta be in tune with your star player,
listen,
dog. All times.
T.O. said it best back in the day when he said, I love me some me. I do. You look at this camera. I love me.
What's up?
I love me, bro. For real. Straight up. Y'all might hate me, but I love me. Straight up.
As you should. As you should.
Hey, so you end up winning it, like I said, three times.
Yes.
Just as hard as that is to do, I mean, we can't – listen, the normal fans never going to be able – we're never going to be able to put into words how hard that is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. But as a person who mastered the finger roll and the floater like myself, talk about where the dunk contest is right now. Because what can they do now?
How many three-time winners are there?
None. I'm the only one, right? Yeah, I'm the only
it's
one
only
now.
You.
But what they're trying to You're do, the they're trying to make McClung be the next one for sure. They're going to have to. That's what they're going to try to do. Unless Zion or who else? What's Buddy's name? John Morant. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody that comes in and does the dunk contest and changes the game, because these guys are actually, they're like the McClung that can, I really got balance. I really can do these dunks. You know, it's only a certain amount of guys that can NBA that can do it. You seen the guys that got in the dunk contest. Yeah, you can dunk, but you can't dunk contest dunk. There's only a certain amount of guys that can do that type deal. You know what I'm saying? So now where the dunk contest is going, I mean, now what they might as well just go out and get all the YouTubers, all the influencers that are doing it, and let them represent the NBA teams. That's the only way it's going to get popping. You heard it here first. We got to go out and get the rest of the guys that are doing triple backflips, double between the legs, dunks on YouTube, bring them in, give them a jersey, say you're representing your honorary Warriors, Knicks, Bulls, whoever, and you put them and let them dunk against each other, and that's how you're going to have a dunk contest, and it'll be the team.
You better honorary your ass somewhere else besides Miami.
Hey, listen, man, that's how it's got to be.
Honorary yourself somewhere else besides Miami. Don't bring your ass here with that.
That's how it's got to be, bro. That's the only way to dunk contest.
I'm vice president of player development. We do not develop YouTubers. Get your ass from around here.
That's the only way that the dunk contest is going to be popping.
Not on my watch, damn it. Be a cold day in hell.
You don't develop
ice
YouTubers.
Cold day in hell.
Winter brewski.
And the devil making a martini. Before a motherfucking YouTuber come down here and put on a Heat jersey. Shit me.
He said he worked too hard to put on a Heat jersey.
I'd be
he ain't giving it to a YouTuber.
Too much blood, sweat, and tears for these motherfuckers.
He asked me what is it gonna take for him to get better on the dunk contest. This is the only way, bro. It's the only way.
Hey,
or cancel the dunk contest
real quick.
Cancel the dunk contest and have the one-on-one. The one-on-one fade. That's what we want to see.
Ooh,
the one-on-one fade to be lit.
I love to see that.
I don't think nobody gonna beat KD though. I don't think nobody gonna beat KD.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Hey, listen, while we're in it, who wins the one-on-one All-Star game?
The one-on-one All-Star game?
KD.
I might too.
KD's definitely gonna be in the finals for sure. Paul George might get up in there. He got one-on-one. He can score one-on-one fades. Paul George would be nice.
Ant-Man
will be in there.
You might have to throw Kawhi in there too, though.
Yeah, because he got locked down. He can score. It depends on how many dribbles. Are we doing unlimited or three, or is there a second shot clock? Like
three dribbles, Nate. Three dribbles.
I'm old school like that. I'm three dribbles, but you might have to do a shot clock because some guys need more than three dribbles.
Nah, they can't play.
See, back in the day, I would have loved for a guy like Jamal Crawford to be an All-Star just to see him go ones with people, because that would be unbelievable.
Over. Ooh. Jamal Crawford would want it.
Somebody would have got hurt out there. He would have hurt somebody.
Even with three dribbles, he's tough. Because he coaches his son's team, and they practice at our high school that we grew up playing at, Rainier Beach. Shout out to Rainier Beach High School. And Maul still plays. He plays one-on-one. You know, we get in the drills and we play one-on-ones and we do ones with the kids. And he's still frying kids at 44 years old, frying high school kids.
I'm telling you, Nate, I'm not good with numbers, but there's a pretty good chance that I'm Mike Miller. Foul Jamal Crawford more than any other person in NBA history, because every time I was on that island, boop, you're gonna take that shit out on the side.
That's funny.
You ain't for the
so
dance
funny.
On me.
Oh man, he had all that. I remember he dropped 50 on us in the guard.
Oh yeah, I was there.
Talk about the NBA today. What do you see coming out of the East and coming out of the West? What do you like?
Oh man, it's difficult, man, because you want to say Boston out the East, but they never can get it done. I just have no faith in them.
Why can't they get it done?
Because they just don't have the it factor. They don't have it. Whatever it is, they don't have it. And I don't know what exactly they're missing. It's it, but I don't know what it is. But you see what Joker and them guys are doing.
You know what it is?
I don't know what it is. He might know. They don't got no.
Hey, I ain't had to say it.
They ain't got none of that.
It take a dog to say it. I ain't had to say it. You see what the man said? I ain't had to say nothing.
You speaking his language right now, though.
Damn right he speak my language.
Coach, you speaking his language right now.
Hey, Nate, just for the record, I had to go through a little bit what you went through.
They got rid of one of their dogs.
I had to go through what you went through. Yeah, I'm 6'8", but most of the people I was playing against was like 6'10", 6'11". They was looking at me like I wasn't supposed to be there either. So I was just like you. I was looking for all the smoke. My first 10 years, they called me ABM, Angry Black Man, like I was on some shit. Like, I ain't smile around that motherfucker till like my 11th season.
Listen, UD, I didn't hear stories about you, my brother, so I know. So you ain't got to tell me. I already know what's good. Hey, trust me.
Hey, Nate.
Well, I'm reformed and evolved.
Hey, Nate, they call him ABM the first 10 years. They still call him ABM. Don't let him get that shit twisted.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Stop it, man.
So who do you have coming out the East, and if it's not Boston without their...
Oh, man.
What is it?
And I don't know, man. The East is up for grabs right now for me. But if what's the name could stay healthy in Philly, Embiid, I love Embiid's game. Embiid. He can probably take him far. But yeah, it's tough, man. I don't know what Doc is gonna do now that Doc is there in the Bucks. It seems like he messed up every place he go.
This is last chance. I mean, you know. Last shot, Doc.
I still got a little beef with Doc. I don't even want to tell y'all the story because it's gonna make y'all not like that man anymore.
No. We have plenty of time to listen.
You know, I can't. It sucks because things that happen and you look upon shit and you know that shit is set up a certain way, and you know you can't do nothing about it, and you can't even.
Yes.
It's like you can't even go tell somebody else, like somebody that's even above that man. Like you can't even go tell, like, yo, this guy's doing this and he's keeping me from getting a certain blah, blah, blah. You see what the NFL guys are doing, right? When it's incentives are on the table. So this long story short, I had it in my contract where I made like $2 million. It's like 1.5 or something like that if I played a certain amount of games. Ooh. Doc River gives me a DNP. The game where I needed one more game to get $1.5 million. And all I had to do was go in the game. And before the game, I told KG, I told the team. And they were like, man, what you going to do? Because, you know, the real nigga in me wanted to just go sub in and just say, fuck it, just sub. But, you know, they was telling me, Nate, you know, like, you want to play in this league a long time. You got to be professional. You got to, you know, they're telling you all this other shit. You know, you don't want to go to the D League and all this other shit. They try to hold shit over your head to keep you in line. So I was like, you know, I'll play your game. Cool. All right, whatever. So after the game goes, I call my agent. I told him, I was like, bro, I think he did that on purpose, bro. And he was like, well, we don't have no proof that he did. And I was like, bro, I come from the Knicks. I was just playing and then I don't play. That's a clear sign. Why would he give me a DMP for? I'm not hurt. I'm ready to go. Like, what was the reason? And I never even asked him, but I know he did that shit on purpose. I know it.
And you know he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Yes. Man, they be knowing.
Yeah,
shit
they
like
know
that.
All that.
They know. Well, they be knowing. They be knowing.
Yes, they know. They be knowing. Bro. Yeah, they know, bro. Knowing. I just didn't have nobody on my team like a Tom Brady, like he did for Grunt. Throw him the ball, just give him the ball anyway. Like, yo, sub Rondo. Somebody would have been like, yo, Nate. Act like they hurt or something just to get, you know, just throw, just, you know, I didn't get no big contract like the rest of these guys, bro. I need to count every penny. You feel me?
That would have been something like a guy like Bron or D-Wade would have did. They would have definitely, sure. They would have definitely subbed themselves out.
You feel me? So, you know, it's cool. I'm not blaming like none of my teammates because I get it too with them. I mean, I love the team that I was on, KG, Paul, Ray, all them, they showed me love. And then they were just like, yo, that's kind of fucked up that. And it was like, he knows too. So if they felt like he knew. Because the whole team, the organization.
Speaking of KG, Paul, yeah. Speaking of KG, Paul Pierce, you know, Ray Allen, like, who was the best player that you ever played with or alongside?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, my God. I didn't hoop with Curry. I didn't hoop with some killers.
Denver, you had a young Joker.
I didn't have some guys, bro. Oh man, that's a tough one. But that Boston squad was special. They had some great individuals. Mm-hmm. That was very. It was eye-opening being in that room with them guys, bro, because they really understood the game, bro. You know, that's when I really learned the game of basketball, going there, like learning plays and tendencies and guys and what they do, because they studied, bro. They studied the game. They knew every play from the other team, and they was really locked in, dialed in. After they won that championship, the next year they went back to the finals, and I understood why. That was a good team, so I probably have to say.
When you run, I can remember like yesterday when you running the play and you playing, and KG's obviously, he's on the other side and you running the play offensively. He's calling up,
man, the cuts, every move, every him, coverage, Rondo, all of them.
Where this person's supposed to go, where this person's supposed to be. And it's almost to the point where it's like, all right, motherfucker, you got to still stop it. But it's a little bit discouraging when
they know your plays.
Your play.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
All of them too.
And the crazy thing about it is like they didn't, like when I went to the Celtics, we didn't practice that much. Like we got shots up and stuff, but they did more film. They really broke shit down, you know, for you. So, you know, we had older guys. So they was like, we need you guys' energy and what y'all give us in the game, not practice. You know what I'm saying? So there was times when like we'll come in, we'll do a little walkthrough. And then Paul Pierce like, yeah, ones, straight to the phase. Paul Pierce want to go straight to the phase, straight one-on-ones. And whoever want to play can play. Man, I used to burn them guys up, bro, at 5'9". Bro, it used to be so much fun playing them.
Man, I love to hear that.
Oh, my God. Ask, listen, you have a conversation. Ask Paul. No, you who you need to talk to, talk to Scalabrine. He'll let you know everything, what was going down when I was there, and ask him how many times I was fading guys on ones.
Hey, it's the same mentality that we had in Miami, because as soon as we get through after a practice, we go into ones too. Iron
ones
sharpening
the
iron.
Best,
so
bro.
To hear
that's
that
the,
y'all had those
listen,
things, that's how you do it. Iron sharpens iron.
I love the ones after practice, bro. I was like, I couldn't wait for that. I was like, practice is cool. When we get to these ones, Jalen Rose, when I was on the Knicks, it was me, Jalen Rose, Steve Francis, Marbury, bro. My ones, I done had some ones with some ones, bro, with some killers. Ooh. And it was fun, bro, playing all.
Yeah.
The only person I never beat, bro, was Jimmy Butler, bro. That's the only person I was just the hardest. Man. He was the hardest motherfucker to get by and try to score on, bro. He was just athletic. Long pause, yes. Like he was just
play
he
ones
was,
with Jimmy.
Yeah, he was a problem. I ain't gonna lie, he was a problem. He was a problem for me.
He got all that shit. He got all that shit. All the footwork and to get you to switch it, drop your pivot, to attack this leg, and he got
it
all.
It was
that.
Fun to be on the Bulls with him because like when I was on the Bulls that year, bro, I would go to the little gym right down the street from my apartment. I would just go to the gym after practice was over. I'll stay, get some shots up. And then I'm bored. I'm about to go to this little gym right down the street from my house. I walk. I'll be in the gym. Jimmy, you call me. What you doing, bro? Shit, I'm at the gym. You at the facility? Nah, I said, I'm at the gym by my crib. I was like, pull up. And Jimmy, pull up. We'll be shooting. Next thing you know, we playing one-on-one for hours. Just yeah. Hooping.
Yeah, that's JB.
Just getting better. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah, that's JB.
And I'm hooping, but I'm like, bro, why don't you shoot like this in the game? Why you only play defense? I'm like, you bet, like, you offensively gifted, too. You need to show them. Like, when I was there, I was like, man, nah, I'm going to bring it out. Yeah. I'm going to make you hoop. So that year when I was there with him, I was like, I brought the offense out of Jimmy. Because I'm like, bro, you deserve to reward yourself after guarding D-Wade, LeBron. You guarding all these greats. Show them that you can hoop, too, on offense, bro. I had to make them be more offensively gifted. Like, bro, open that little gift up, bro. Free yourself.
Speaking of Jimmy Butler, what can the Miami Heat do coming down the stretch?
Man, they always got a chance, man. Always. I mean, they know. They got the blueprint. UD and them guys been setting up the blueprint for them guys for years. All you got to do is follow it. And then you play with that dog and that energy, and you straight. You good. The Miami Heat always have a chance to win no matter what. Because they play with that. They, like, when you go to Miami, like you said, I hear stories, you got to be in shape. They catch your they checking your body fat, what you ate the next day, the day before. Like, they on that. I was like, man, that was supposed to play. That supposed to be a place I'm supposed to play. I'm zero body fat.
I was literally just about to say that. I was like, I'm surprised you ain't end up down here at some
listen,
point.
Listen, man, when I came and tried out, when I came and did my workout, they love me. I ain't gonna lie. The owner, he was like, man, we would love to pick you, but you might not be there when we, you know, when it's our pick. And I was 21, and I think they drafted, who they drafted? Wayne Simeon, I think, my year. I think it was Wayne Simeon that year. They got right after me. So they drafted him right. It was like two picks after. So I could have been in Miami, but in the Knicks, they grabbed me early, bro. Yeah, man, that would have been a nice long Wayne career in Miami. It would have been lit. They robbed with him and pulled up.
You would have fit here perfect.
You are a perfect.
You would have fit here perfect. You would have definitely fit here.
If my guy Mario Chalmers can fit there, what do you think I would have been doing? What? Gee, come on, bro.
God damn, Rio, boy.
Oh, man. Rio, my guy, shout out Rio. He go hard. But,
He do go hard.
They know.
It's a perfect time to go to fan questions.
Go fan questions. Go ahead.
We always do these fan questions, man. Hey, and I always talk about this, and I like when they have these questions on, because as you get older, like us, man, like life is moments in the league, and obviously you remember a lot of your moments, which is great, because so we talk about it all the time. One of the questions we had was, and I think it was an awesome moment, what was it like when you blocked Yao Ming?
Oh, man, that was so listen,
that.
Man.
I remember that.
It was crazy because in my head I'm like, all right, the ball's on the weak side. I'm the weak side help, and I'm like, all right, he either's going to dunk on me, I'm gonna block it. It's either one of those two things is gonna happen because I'm gonna be over there in my help position because I'm not getting yelled at by coach by not being in help position. So I was there. I was my rotation, and when he got the ball, I jumped early before he even turned. I was already in the air. So right when he turned to jump, he really didn't have to jump. He just turned and jumped a little bit, and I just blocked it. When I blocked it. I blocked it kind of hard, and then I kind of poked him in the eye afterwards. So after I blocked him, he kind of went down and was like holding his eye because I poked him in the eye. And I heard him do some kind of grunt, and I just ran back on offense. I tried to run back and get away from him because I was like, I'm about to have Yao Ming try to kick my ass for poking him in the eye. So it was kind of weird because I felt like, I don't know, I didn't want to hurt him. But, you know, like I poked him in the eye. I didn't want to, you know, mess him up because so many people – you know, Directna and all that other stuff. I was like, I just hope I just didn't, you know, hurt him in his career type. I just didn't want to hurt him. You know, I want to be the reason why Yao Ming didn't play basketball no more. I was more scared than anything.
When he got that shit.
Yeah, well, here's another question. Who is your favorite player in the NBA to watch now?
Oh, to watch now? I love Ant-Man, bro. I love Anthony Edwards is my favorite player to watch, bro. He has everything. He had everything you want in a player, bro. And it's funny because they not saying they're comparing him to Michael Jordan, but they're showing glimpse. And he's like, you ain't wrong. Like, you ain't wrong to say that I'm nice like that. And I love that confidence, bro. Yeah. I love his confidence, his swag, just what he brings to the, you know, to the game, bro. I'm rocking with it, bro. And then on top of that, player after that is Kyrie Irving. I just love watching. I can watch Kyrie hoop all day because he's going to do something so filthy, the way he moves, the way, just even him bringing the ball down the court. That, to me, that's just, I'll be just in awe of watching those two players play, bro. It's fun to watch. And then for a big man, I love watching Joker, bro. Joker does everything. Rebound, pass, swag. Just nobody can stop this dude, bro. And he can't even jump over a sheet of paper. And he be cooking. Yeah, and he's fun to watch, bro. He's fun to watch.
Frying. We talked about the East. But you named two players that you like to watch, and both of those guys was in the West. So who you think might be coming out the West?
Man, the West, and I don't see nobody rocking with Joker in them unless the Clippers can get it going. Like, for real, get it going with them three, with the three-headed monster they got over there. Because them three right there, if they get it going, I don't see nobody stopping them. Nobody. And they're tough. Like, Paul, you got Harden when he's playing with the way he want to play. Like, you know, nobody's stopping them guys. And Kawhi, come on, bro. He's healthy and he's playing. Man, that's tough. That's tough. Any night.
So you think Minnesota and OKC, they not for real yet? They ain't there yet?
OKC, I love because, you know, SGA, he's killing. He's doing a great job, bro. And they're I like OKC because
Yes, he is.
I like OKC because they're the first NBA team that's playing like a college team. There's no big-time superstars. All these guys can hoop. All these guys are dope. And they're playing like a college team in the NBA, bro. And they're fun to watch. I think they're one more little missing piece, and I think they can make some noise. They can make some noise. Anthony Edwards and them guys, they're missing one more piece.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see teams like that because at some point they take that step, and when you get that playoffs, you know, once you get that playoffs, the game's completely different.
Yeah, but once you get to that finals,
letting those teams go through it.
Yeah, once you get to the finals, and once you get to where you feel like we can get here almost every year, you'll see when Denver do it again this year, they're gonna be the team to beat. Cause they know how to get there. They know how to win. They know what it's like. And teams don't want to play them. It's different when you get like, oh yeah, we want to get there. You see what LeBron was doing? He was going to the finals almost every year. Like, that's hard to do.
Went to four straight finals. I know how hard that shit is, boy.
That's difficult, bro.
Those four games in the finals. The winning those four games in the finals, the hardest thing you'll ever do.
That's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy work. Crazy work.
In life. So let me, one more thing with those guys that we talking about now. Do these guys get in the MVP conversation? We already know Joker's in there.
We know Joker's in there for sure.
SGA. If SGA get in there, he's in there, bro. If he's not in, I don't know who's making these votes. Like, what are y'all looking at? What is it that you guys are like, all right, this player makes him the MVP? What is it? Because he's taking a young team, doing what he's doing in the West. And the West is one of the hardest, you know, conferences to do all this, what you're doing. He's averaging 39 and whatever he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Luka Doncic is one of those guys that's up there. I mean, the MVP race is going to be lit. It's going to be lit this year. But, yeah, those guys, Luka, SGA, Joker, Anthony Edwards.
Tatum?
Yep, Tatum can be up in there too. He be killing.
Yeah, Tatum got.
He be balling.
Tatum got to be in there.
Yeah, it's a nice little race. I ain't gonna hold you. It's a nice little race.
It's gonna be interesting this year for sure. As well as the Joker's doing, and it sucks because he set the standard so high.
Yeah,
it's almost like okay, he's just doing what he do. Like,
he's hooping,
crazy.
Bro.
It's crazy that he set the bar so high for himself.
Man, bro, it's crazy that a little out of shape, chubby looking wrestler. He's like a wrestler, bro. He's a wrestler out here cooking us like this, bro. It's crazy. He's out here looking like Andre the Giant, out here cooking, frying.
Hold on. You say he looks like an out of shape wrestler.
Out of shape wrestler, and he is cooking. bro. Straight up.
With no grief.
Shout out to Joker, bro. Shout out to Joker, bro. Joker is too cold, dog.
The out of shape Bam Bam Bigelow. That's crazy.
Hey, you remember the wrestlers back in the day? All of them weren't buff like Hulk Hogan. Some of them guys looked like they were fucking truck drivers and shit.
Hey, you need to bring out Joker to sing that Bam Bam Bigelow joke.
I told people the other day, man, that shit with the Joker and Patrick Mahomes, do not try that shit at home. That is not for everybody. They are unicorns.
Yeah, facts.
They ask you to get in shape.
Get in shape, listen, for real.
That is not for everybody. They are special. They are great at what they do. This is not for the common Joe to sit at home and think he's going to get your big ass up and just go out here and start hooping.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It don't work like that.
Hey, listen, our next segment, we got it brought to you by Prize Picks.
Okay,
and
Prize
Picks.
I
tell you, D, all the time, they're handing out free money on Prize Picks. That's right.
Free money. We free like
money
free money.
On Prize Picks, man, more or less. But this on this Prize Picks one, we want to do top five dunkers all time.
Top five.
Give us
of
your
all
top five
time.
Dunkers all time.
Oh, all man, time. All time.
Obviously, you're in it, so we got four.
I wasn't even gonna pick myself, but okay. Shout out to Nate Robb.
No, you three-time champion. Ain't nobody else.
No,
did that.
But you know, but bro, listen. Me being a three-time slam dunk champion, nobody has me in their top five ever. Every time somebody picks, I'm never in their top five, bro. Out of all the dunks I've
really?
Done in
well,
the game,
well,
it's crazy.
The OG's got you. The OG's got you in it, coach.
Fuck them.
But okay, I'll put myself five. I put myself five. So four.
Okay.
Humbly.
Dang, I'm gonna have to go. Jason Richardson, Zach LaVine.
Forgot about Jay Rich.
Yeah, man.
He was in my top five.
Jason Richardson, Zach LaVine. Oh man, so many people are gonna be mad. Michael Jordan.
Thank you.
I want to say Dominique. Vince? And Sean Kemp in that spot right.
What about Vince?
Ooh.
Sean Kemp.
Vince is number one for me. He's number one. That's why I'm waiting for him. Yeah. But he's one. But two. Oh man, I'm gonna have to go. And this is gonna shake a lot of feathers, man. But I have to do it. It's Desmond Mason. I forgot about Desmond Mason. I'm sorry. I had to bring him back up because he played for Seattle in the dunk contest. But you said one of the best dunkers. He's one of the best dunkers I've seen.
Wow.
I like
Nobody
it.
Would have never saw no,
the Rain
I like that.
The Rain Man, a tough one. That's a good
one. He's
the
in
Rain
there
because
you got, then you got honorable mention guys like Blake Griffin, of course. I mean, you can't leave out Aaron Gordon, Gerald Greens, so many guys, bro. I can keep going down the list. There's so many guys. Great guys, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to leave out nobody.
It's barbershop talk.
Hey, Nate, we talk about it all the time. Whenever we put this list up of your five, like, someone's going to be pissed off.
Yeah, that's why I said somebody's going to be mad, but this is my five, so, I mean, it's cool.
That's right.
What do we say?
Man, this is our fucking five.
Do not be DMing us.
Oh, yeah.
Talking that shit and mad because we didn't pick your favorite player on our list.
Yeah, that's
Make
crazy.
Make your own damn list.
Yeah, for sure. But that's why you guys asked me my list. So when we ask the fans,
that's exactly right.
Look, when we make a post and we ask the fans, then y'all put y'all shit in the box when we give you guys what to do.
I'm sure I'm gonna get a text. Why wasn't Larry Bird on your top five dunkers? Man, get your ass off my page.
He said, "Why wasn't Larry Bird?
Larry Bird
top five dunkers?
They be true. Why?
Bro, I can't believe.
Bro, listen, bro. Dunkers. Get your ass off my page.
Can I ask you guys a question right quick?
Of course you can.
How in the hell did Draymond Green pass Larry Bird for a three-point, passing him as a three-point, in the three-point list, whatever it was?
I'm going to tell you how.
I'm
going to tell you how.
He played that much longer than Larry Bird?
The game's changed. When Larry played, who's one of my favorite players of all time, I think one of the best players of all time, obviously. Like, they didn't value the three-point line like they do now.
I get it, like, but Draymond Green shot that many threes?
Yeah.
Damn. That was just one of those things where I looked at that stat, and I was just like, I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I just kept it moving. Because at the end of the day,
I just saw the other day, so it just baffled me.
No, it's a wild. It's one of those wild stats when you read it at first. You're like, what the hell?
That was clickbait. That's somebody put that shit on there for clickbait.
Yeah, they got to stop doing that. Stop clickbaiting us, man. Because it worked with me. I was mad.
Yeah, that don't take nothing away from what Larry Bird has done.
That worked on you?
Yeah, it kind of worked on me. Because I was like, bro, hold on, really? I'm going to have to go back. Like, man, how many threes did Draymond really shoot and make? in the league? How long he been in the league?
I would have never known that if they didn't put that on there.
That's crazy.
But that don't take nothing away from Larry Bird. And
no, it don't. Again,
we do know that Draymond is one of the best winners to ever play the game. So
facts. Sure he knows how to get the job done. Just tell him to stop kicking people.
Yeah.
He got a job in jiu-jitsu when he done. He can go do jiu-jitsu and karate.
He been doing well, though. I got to give him credit where credit's due. Since he been back, he been holding it together, and they went on a little run.
Oh, okay.
Give him credit.
Shout out to Draymond, man. Keep your feet on the ground.
The little Zen moment worked out fun.
Nice.
Well, before we get out of here, man, we always leave here, Nate, with OG advice. UD gets to give his OG advice for the day. So I want you to hear his OG advice after hearing some of the stuff you said. I'm guessing it's going to play off of what
you're talking
about.
Okay, let me hear. What you got, OG?
If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them.
What?
If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall with super glue on their lips. Fuck them.
Where are you supposed to...
If they don't like you for you being yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall with super glue on their lips.
That's funny.
That is funny. That is real funny. But Nate, man, listen, bro, we really appreciate you, big dog.
Man, Rob, listen, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you, man.
Praying for you is awesome.
Yes, y'all pray for me to get that kidney,
please,
man.
Please, at some point, bring back the show with the Cribs. That was one of my favorite
I'll
shows.
Bring it back, bro. House Guest, bro. Shout out to House Guest. Yeah, it's coming back.
Yes, bring back House Guest, bro.
Yes, sir.
Bring back House Guest, man. And
it was like cool, said, especially, man, now with the young guys. They getting paid $300 million. We got to see what these houses looking like.
You fuck around and be on somebody's spaceship in a minute.
Hey, that's going to be lit.
You fuck around and be on somebody's spaceship in a minute.
I'm okay with that. As long as I make it there and back, I'm cool.
One question before we go.
Yo.
So we're talking about YouTubers, and I meant to ask you this.
Yes.
Because this shit can't happen. Jake Paul and Tyson. He cannot knock Tyson out. It's going to fuck my whole world up.
Listen, so let's talk about that real quick. I told people, if Jake Paul...
I already know you ain't trained.
It's cool, but and he had 30 pounds on me, but it's cool. It's cool. It's cool in the fight, whatever. I'm not... Look, I took my fade. I got knocked out. Cool, whatever. Joke, whatever. I tell the fans right now, if Jake Paul beats Mike Tyson, y'all got to leave me the fuck alone now. Like, bro, I was the first one. I was the first one that got cool, respectfully. All right, cool. Now he be the person that's actually a champion and been knocking people out for a living for what he do, and he win against Mike Tyson. Can y'all leave me alone? Just all I'm asking, leave me alone about waking up, about being
asleep.
If Tyson
losing that fight, the light's gonna go out and we're gonna jump his ass. There's no way we can let Jake Paul take out Tyson. I refuse. That shit ain't going right. The light's gonna go out and they just gonna cut the lights on and Jake Paul gonna be sleeping in the ring. We can't let that shit go down. We can't, that's for the culture. We cannot let Jake Paul whoop Tyson.
And Jake Paul, this is me telling you, if you win, bro, tell your friends and people, leave me the fuck alone now. Y'all go fuck with somebody else. And I'm not saying go fuck with Tyson. Go fuck with somebody else, but just leave me alone. I'm good, bro. Relax.
They ain't gonna fuck with Tyson. Did you train, though? All bullshit aside, did you train?
I trained. I did everything I was supposed
to,
bro.
Train?
I
you
did.
Ain't train.
Man, come on. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is me, bro. Yeah, he got me, bro. It was a good one.
Okay, well.
I took it on chin, bro. It's all good.
It's okay.
But it's funny. Now, the rest of these motherfuckers won't get in the ring with me, though.
Train.
Yeah, it don't matter. They can go spar. Nah, whoever else wanted to get in the ring, holler at me. 3 minutes, I guarantee they wouldn't.
Nah, I know the difference. I know the difference between boxing and street fighting. I am not a boxer.
They don't understand, bro. They don't understand the difference between the two. So.
Yeah, boxing is different. I'm not a boxer. I'm a street fighter. I could bite your ass.
He said bite.
I'm not boxing nobody. I will bite your
ass.
He said he's going to bite him.
Whatever.
Bite boy crazy. Yeah, you don't gotta do that.
Whatever.
You got them dogs. Fight. You got them dogs at home. Go get them. What's their name?
Listen, I got six of them now.
Boy. Oh, yeah, you got more?
One of them passed away, man. God bless his soul. My favorite one, King, passed away. Guess where I was at?
Where?
Stank ass Boston. Y'all think I can make this shit up?
Oh.
My wife called me. I was in Boston when my dog died, man. Like, people think I can make this shit up, man. Boston be fucking with me just as much as I be fucking with them.
Oh, no way. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Man, my mom's dog just died like two.
Yeah, man. I got another one just like him, man. He passed. He was 8 years old, man. He got a good run.
Yeah, that's what's up, though, man. But
we
buried
him in the yard, man. He's still part of the family.
You had me. I didn't want to walk through that, through your house with them dogs right there. Even them looking at me, I was scared.
That's the point. That's the point. Well, listen, you can always come down and walk through Mike's house because he got some pretty, what you got?
I got German Shepherds. They talk about my German Shepherds.
He got some pretty German Shepherds with nice fluffy hair.
Hey,
and they great at playing fetch.
Hey, guess who won't walk through my door?
Oh, them.
That's because he ain't invited me. That's fucked up.
Damn, OG.
That's because he ain't invited me. I'm waiting.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Hey, Nate, all bullshit aside, bro, we know you're going to get well. We know you're going to get that kidney. So when you do, make sure you holler at me, bro.
I'm pulling for up. Sure. You already know. Straight to Miami.
Brother. Appreciate you, big dog.
All right,
appreciate
buddy.
You, thank bro. You, my brother.
Much love, yep. dog. Thank you, brother.
Yep. OG's out.
Yes, sir. Bye, guys.